Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Joe McGee here. Talking about lifestyles, you know, for the righteous. You know, there's certain ways we were supposed to live, and the Bible's laid them out, but you got to read them. You got to know what they are first. God said, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, I don't want that to be me. So I did a study one time when I was working with high school students and dealing with kids every day in different situations. I realized something. There were certain patterns. And I finally did a study, and I realized Proverbs 1 says there's four kinds of kids that you're going to deal with. Four kinds. There's wise. Wise kids live long, successful, have victory. If you're not wise, you're stage two. You're simple-minded. You're not evil. You're not full of the devil. You just have no wisdom. And God said, my people destroyed for lack of wisdom. If you stay simple-minded too long, you go to stage three, you become a fool. The Bible says it's sport for a fool to make mischief. Fools make a game out of getting in trouble. Teachers love fools because they have such great potential. They're going to work. I think they're going to turn that good. No, they're not. They're a fool. They make a game out of it. And then if you stay a fool too long, you go to stage four. You become a scorner. Proverbs says a scorner hates those that love him. The more you try to help a scorner, the more they're going to hate you. And so we've got scriptures for all those. So we're just going to kind of skip through these today. It's going to be really good. So let's start with the kind of kid we all want. We want wise children. I don't want my children to be wise. So all this is coming out of Proverbs. So I'll just read a few of them. Proverbs. Wise children are hearers. They're hearers and doers of the word of God. Proverbs 1:5. A wise child will increase learning. Proverbs 3:35. They will inherit glory. Proverbs 9:8. They love people that get on to them. You got to be a kid. No, there is one kind of kid that loves being, they don't like staying stupid. They like you to love them enough to tell them when they're stupid. They love being got on to. Proverbs 10:1, they make their fathers glad. 10:14, they lay up knowledge. Proverbs 10:19, they watch their mouth. Proverbs 11:30, they win souls. Proverbs 12:18, their tongue is health. Ooh, that's good. Proverbs 13:1, they listen to their father's instructions. Proverbs 14:3, their lips preserve them. Proverbs 14:16, they depart from evil. Proverbs 14:24, they have the king's favor. People in authority love wise kids, teachers, coaches, bosses. Man, they love these people. They do what's right. Proverbs 15:7, the lips disperse knowledge. Proverbs 16:21, they're prudent. Proverbs 17:2, they rule over their son. Proverbs 18:15, their ear seeks knowledge. I mean, it's just on and on. They keep the law. They turn away wrath. Great things happen to wise people. But if you're not wise, you're simple-minded. Now, this starts going downhill. The only good kind of kid there is the wise child. That's the only one. The rest of these are no good. But they're going downhill. So if you're not wise, you're what the Bible says, simple-minded. You're gullible. You're easily deceived. You don't see trouble coming. So I'll read some of the scriptures for the simple-minded. Proverbs 1:22, they love being simple. Proverbs 1:32, they turn away from wisdom. Proverbs 8:5, what do they need? They need wisdom. Proverbs 9:13, they're clamorous, but they don't know anything. Running their mouth all the time, but don't say anything worth listening to. Proverbs 14:15, they believe every word they hear. Proverbs 14:18, they inherit folly. Proverbs 21:11, they become wise when scorners are punished. Proverbs 27:12, they won't hide from evil and are therefore being punished. And then Romans 16:18, they are deceived by good words and fair speeches. You don't want a simple-minded kid. You want a wise child. Well, if you stay simple-minded too long, you go to stage three, you become a fool. Now, there's more scriptures on this than any of the others. And you just hang out in Proverbs and read these. Proverbs 1:7, fools despise wisdom and instruction. They don't want you to correct them. They're not going to listen. Proverbs 1:22, they hate knowledge. Proverbs 1:32, a fool, their prosperity shall destroy them. The more money they make, the dumber they're going to get. Proverbs 3:35, shame will be their promotion. Proverbs 10:21, they die for a want of wisdom. What's the matter with the foolish child? They have no wisdom. Proverbs 12:23, they proclaim foolishness. Proverbs 13:19, it is an abomination for them to depart from evil. Proverbs 13:20, their companions shall be destroyed. Proverbs 14:9, they mock at sin. Proverbs 15:2, their mouth pours out foolishness. Proverbs 15:14, their mouth feeds on foolishness. Proverbs 19:29, stripes are prepared for their backs. Psalm 74:18, they blaspheme the name of God. Their weirdness to their mother, their mouth's a rod of pride. I mean, you go on, if you'll just Google this, or you can go to your own computer and look this up. Man, look up the traits of a foolish child. We do not want to have or raise foolish children. It does not end good for any of them. It just doesn't. I'll just give you a few. I like these right here. Proverbs 10:23, they make a sport out of getting in trouble. They think it's funny to push down. You know, they're the kids that steal stop signs and peel the tire out of a red light and run a red light. They think they're showing off. No, you're going to get somebody hurt. Proverbs 11:29, they shall be a servant to the wise. Proverbs 12:15, they're always right in their own eyes. I'm right every time. I'm never wrong. Proverbs 12:16, their wrath is presently known. And then Proverbs 13:16, they're followed, they just lay open. They don't depart from evil. They just let everybody know what they're like. Now, if you stay there, you go to stage 4, this is the worst one, you become a scorner. A scorner hates people that love him. They don't listen to counselors. They poison a group of people by causing strife every time you get in the middle of them. They have the ability to get everybody around them in trouble and never get caught themselves. So Proverbs 1:22, scorners delight in scorning. Proverbs 3:34, God will scorn the scorners. Ooh, that's not good. Proverbs 9:7, to reprove a scorner is to get yourself shamed. The more you get on to a scorner, the more they're going to mock you. Proverbs 9:8, reprove one and they'll hate you. What's wrong with it? I'm trying to help you. No, they hate you for it. Proverbs 13:1, they will not listen to rebuke. Proverbs 14:6, they seek wisdom, but they cannot find it. As hard as they look, they can't find it. Proverbs 15:12, they do not love those that reprove them. Proverbs 19:25, smite one and the simple will be made wise. Simple, pay attention. Ooh, that's not good. Don't do that. The scorners don't get it, but the simple will be made wise. Proverbs 21:11, punish one, the simple are made wise. Proverbs 21:24, they deal in proud wrath. Proverbs 22:10, cast out a scorner, strife and contention will cease. People used to ask me all the time, said, did you ever expel anybody when you were school administrator? I said, yeah, I expelled 7 kids in 10 years. And I said, what happened? I said, well, every child I expelled, their parents either hugged my neck or they shook my hand because I'd gone the second, third, and fourth mile for them. I'm trying to give you the benefit of a doubt. I'll deal with you all day. If you want to be stupid, I'll deal with that all day long. I'll let you scrub the gym floor with a toothbrush. You know, you can stay after school and clean the locker rooms out forever. I got stuff for you to do. But the minute you get others in trouble with you, I'm commanded to kick you out. Because what you're doing, you're taking other people with you, and I can't let that happen. Because a scorner, he'll get everybody in trouble and never get caught himself. They're like gang leaders. Gang leaders don't get caught. The gang gets caught. They're smarter than that. I like this Proverbs 29:8. They bring an entire city into a snare. The simple, the fool, the scorner, all like the same thing. They like wisdom. What do you need? You need wisdom. How do you get that? Well, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I tell every parent, greatest thing you'll ever pray over is your father. Teach my children to fear you. Psalm 34:11. Teach my children to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and with that wisdom comes long life, riches, and honor. Proverbs 3:16. I want long life, riches, and honor. I want my kids to live a long time. I want them to be blessed. I want everything to touch to prosper. How's it going to happen? They need to fear God. Now, my kids are all adults and out of the house, all out of college, pretty much all of them married off, and I still pray this every day. When I got up this morning, I said, Father, I want to thank you for my family. I ask you to teach my family to fear you. Teach them to fear you, for the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. With that wisdom come long life, riches, and honor. I pray it every day. Sometimes I feel it. Sometimes I don't feel it, but it's still the word of God, and God will watch over it to perform it. So start praying for your kids. Quit yelling at them. Quit griping. Quit saying bad things. I just tell my kids, listen, guys, I've prayed ever since you were born. You fear God. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You can't help it. You're blessed. You're favored. You're highly favored. It's just how it's going to be. So start praying for your kids. Start speaking the right words. Just believe this. Father, my children are going to be mighty upon this planet. Wealth and riches are going to be in their house, and their rights are going to do it forever because my children are going to be wise. I'm asking you to give them wisdom, send laborers across their path to strike on with them. Father, may they become all you can gifted them to be in Jesus' name. And all God's people said amen. Thanks, guys, for listening. It's going to be a blessing. Amen. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.